An Outlook on the Estimate of the Solar Quadrupole Moment from Relativistic Gravitation Contributions, by Jean-Pierre Roselot et al. Of all the solar fundamental parameters, mass, diameter, gravity at the surface, the gravitational moments have been quite often ignored in the past, mainly due to the great difficulty to get a reliable estimate. Even though the order of magnitude of the solar quadrupole moment J2 is now known to be 10 to the power of minus 7, its accurate value is still discussed. Indeed, the expansion in multipoles J, L, L equals 2, of the gravitational potential of a rotating body affects the orbital motion of planets at a relativistic level. We will recall here the recent progresses made in testing general relativity through the contribution of the first solar quadrupole moment. Using the Eddington-Robertson parameters, we recall the constraints both on a theoretical and experimental point of view. Together with gamma, which encodes the amount of curvature of spacetime per unit rest mass, the post-Newtonian parameter beta contributes to the relativistic precession of planets. The latter parameter encodes the amount of nonlinearity in the superposition law of gravitation. Even though in principle, it would be possible to extract J2 from planetary ephemerides, we observe that it is significantly correlated with other solution parameters, semi-major axis of planets, mass of asteroids. Focusing on the J2 correlations, we show that in general, when beta and gamma are freed, the correlations, beta, J2, and gamma, J2, are approximately equals 45% and approximately equals 55% respectively. Moreover, all the planetary dynamics-based values are biased by the lens-Turing effect, which has never been modeled and solved for so far, but can be estimated to approximately equals 7%. It is thus possible to get a good estimate of the solar quadrupole moment. 1.66 times 10 to the minus 72 is less than or equal to 2.32 times 10 to the minus 7. This was An Outlook on the Estimate of the Solar Quadrupole Moment from Relativistic Gravitation Contributions, by Jean-Pierre Roselot et al.